Okay, everyone, we'll get started. Zach Johnson, Zach, you enjoyed a top 10 finish last year at Royal Lytham in the Open Championship. You came off a great performance at the weekend in the playoff, and you made a wonderful start today with a 5-under par 66.
Thank you.
You must be very pleased.
Very pleased. Yeah, I mean, it was a very solid day. I felt great. Certainly coming into the week, I felt great on the tee shots today. I felt pretty comfortable in my approach shots, and I had some good numbers, you know, to hit some shots close, because that is part of it here, as firm as it is. And then anytime, you know, shoot under par in an open or a major for that matter, you have to be putting at least somewhat decent, and I putted great. I made some nice birdie putts and obviously a bomb for eagle, but, I mean, I struck some really nice solid par putts, and, you know, that's what you got to do to stay in it, so... all in all, very solid, but, you know, it's just one round.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's well played. Can we open the floor to questions, please? We'll start with microphone number three right at the back.
Nice start, Zach. A question regarding the conditions out there and how you saw it, and some of the guys are saying the later we go, it's going to get tougher and tougher, and the advantage of doing that again tomorrow.
Yes. I'd say for the most part, it's kind of what you expect. You know, you feel like in the morning, you know, it's going to be a little bit easier just because there's less traffic, specifically around the hole. And so this afternoon, it's already getting a little dicey on some of the pins. My guess is that it's going to continue. So, you know, tomorrow afternoon, I mean, certainly I'm going to expect maybe a little bit more difficult conditions than what I teed off today. But I guess you never know. Someone said there could be a mist at some point. Who knows here, right? But the weather's tremendous, so I expect much of the same. It is the Open. You expect difficult conditions. You know, a couple of the pins were pretty tough. But once again, you know that coming into it. You know, it's not like they were on a crevice or on a, you know, a tier. I mean, they certainly were playable. I mean, you could miss it one side or the other and still manage to two putt or even make a putt. So, just what you expect out of a major.
John, right here at the front, please.
Zach, how did you manage to lift yourself after Sunday and having, you know, that title snatched away from you like that? It must have been a real bit of disappointment. How did you manage to get yourself back up?
Well, I had forgotten about it until you just mentioned it.
Sorry.
No, I'm just teasing. I mean, I think you have to. I mean, I think this game demands resilience. I think it demands resilience on the golf course, each round, each hole, and day to day. But it also demands it week to week, and that just comes with experience. That certainly comes with embracing what's happened and then also throwing it behind you and sticking and plodding along to the future. So, I felt great about last week. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I felt, you know, for the most part, I don't want to say I lost a golf tournament, but I certainly had ample opportunities to win it. The last nine holes in particular, I hit great shots, didn't make many putts. However, I made a lot of putts Thursday through Saturday. So, you know, if anything from last week, what I've embraced is the fact that I'm playing great and I can put that into play and I'm certainly somewhat confident in what I'm doing. Confident in my routines. I'm confident in my walk out there. I'm confident in my lines. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to remember last week. I mean, you know, nothing against the two other gentlemen that I played against, too, specifically Jordan, I mean, because they play great. You know, so it wasn't like there's a whole lot of negative there. I mean, if anything, there's certainly more positives last week than negatives.
Okay, Bill in the middle here, please.
Talked about last week. How about talking about last year? You're in a similar position, I think runner-up or second in that to the first round. What did you learn from that? How do you do better with that? Is this course more playable for you to stay higher near the top?
I don't know. I mean, well, last Lytham, that was Lytham, right? Yeah, Lytham last year was very, very demanding off the tee box, which is good for me. I mean, I think that's a good thing for me. And I feel like I'm driving it as good now, if not better than I was last year. So I'm very comfortable on the tee boxes here, specifically with my driver. I mean, I know a lot of guys are saying there's not many drivers out here, which, you know, relative to long golf courses or a major for that matter, there probably isn't. But, I mean, it's one of my best clubs, so I'm gonna take advantage of that when I can.
What range did you use?
Oof. Well, I hit one on one. Certainly hit one on five, the par five. I hit one on nine, the par five. Hit one on 10. 15. And 18. 18 probably being the best. You know, I took out the right bunker hitting it. And, you know, the left ones were in play, but I hit one good. So hopefully I can continue my driver form. You know, going back to your question, though, you know, certainly I'm going to try to remember some of the positive things from last year. I mean, I think you're right. I think I did top 10, but I had a couple up and down rounds and a couple really good ones. So bottom line is I know I can play on these type of golf courses, and I love them. So what I have learned is that it's still short game. I mean, you still have to be able to lag putt it. You still have to be able to make those, heck, even two-footers to five-footers here, it seems like, whether it's for birdie, par, or bogey. I mean, you know, those are the ones that matter the most.
Okay, microphone number three on the left, please.
Yeah, hey, Zach. Back to the sort of the course setup, Ian Poulter said that he called it 18, basically. He said he needed a windmill and a clown's mouth. Do you know what he means by that? And he also said it was critical of eight, said it's a joke of a hole. What would you have done differently in terms of the setup for the course?
I'm trying to think of eight. Oh, yeah, eight was dicey.
Whew.
If you were beyond the hole and your approach shot there and you're hitting, you know, what looks like back up to the fairway on that hole, that putt was – I had a read. I mean, Thomas Bjorn knocked it a good 10 feet by. If I didn't see that, there's no way I would have hit it to a foot. Putt lagged it to a foot. That one was tough. I mean, the pins are getting very, very tricky and very difficult. I think what you got to pay attention to, frankly, is color. I mean, if it's green, it's a little slower. If it's brown, it's going to continue to roll. And there's probably a more element of feel involved. You know, I mean, like 18, for example, I was probably in between clubs, 9-iron and an 8-iron there. I think I had 155 to the hole. So, I mean, I chose the one that I felt if I hit it good, it might get there, but if not, I'm going to be putting uphill. And that's where I left it, fortunately. Yeah, I can see some guys saying that. I mean, granted, it's easy for me to stand up here because I shot the lowest score so far, and you know, I mean, I enjoyed the course, but there are some dicey pins, and it's not going to get any easier as the day goes on. I feel lucky to be able to tee off early today. I was talking to Thomas Bjorn about it. My guess is, once again, it's just a guess, I would think they're going to have to use some water on those greens tonight. And I don't know the protocol involved there, but I would assume there's going to be some sort of watering, especially where the pins are right now, if they want to keep that grass, because it's getting very baked, very, very baked. The only course that comes to my mind where it was this dry was Hoy Lake, and I forget what year that was, maybe 06?
Yeah.
So, it's playable, but it's you gotta really, really pay attention around the pins, around the hole.
Okay, Neil, microphone number three at the back.
Just why do you think there are so many Americans on the leaderboard? Do you think that's connected to the heat and the good weather we've had this week?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the leaderboard, but that's a good question. You know, I don't know. Maybe they have the same kind of mentality I have, where I mean, I'm having fun. I mean, I'm staying with a buddy and my caddy and our caddies, our physio guy. I mean, we're just having a good week. I mean, I love it because we don't have it in the States. You know, if we played this every week, it'd be just another, you know, tournament. But we don't get to play golf courses like Muirfield essentially, but one time a year, unless you come over and play Dunhill or something like that. But, you know, this type of golf, you know, we've tried to kind of make it over there. And there's maybe some golf courses that are similar, but for the most part, this is I just appreciate how the game was developed or formed, you know. And once again, I think I leave here knowing exactly what I need to work on. So I just thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay, microphone number one at the front, please.
Just curious, Zach, you're a veteran on coming over on the overnight from the deer. Mm. You seem pretty well adjusted to that. You got it down to a science?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I got it down to a science. I don't know if there's a perfect formula, but I've kind of got mine, and it's worked somewhat as of late anyway. Once again, I love John Deere Classic, so you know I'm gonna play that. Maybe not every year in the future, but for the most part, I'm going to keep playing. And you know, they're nice of us to grab that charter and let us fly on that. You know, I get here Monday, I stay up as late as I can, and I played 9 holes Monday late. I played 18 holes Tuesday, slept terrible Monday night. Played 18 holes Tuesday, I was exhausted Tuesday. I slept nearly 12 hours Tuesday night, and then played another 9 holes yesterday. So I got to see every hole twice, and you know, there was minimal time on the range. If anything, there was more time on the practice, certainly on the golf course, but on the putting green, chipping green. So I think my sleep has been good. I mean, like I said, I had, you know, a solid 8 to 9 hours last night too. So I think I'm acclimated. I mean, I don't see anything that's out of the ordinary yet, and. I've eaten great too, so which I'm really excited to do here shortly.
Okay, can we have microphone number three at the back, please?
Zach, I'm curious, the most positive thing you take out of this day, besides the score, obviously, and with the conditions, if they stay similar to this, what's it going to take to win this thing, do you think, from just an overall standpoint?
You mean like a number?
Well, even the number and even the mindset, because everybody's coming in here expecting one thing. And
yeah, well, I was talking to some others prior to coming in here. What I have learned in this tournament, I mean, solid shots, solid crisp shots. You know, you may not get the proper bounce every time, but for the most part, it turns out okay. I mean, a mishit shot, you can get a bad break or end up in a very unfortunate position. So with that being said, I mean, striking the ball solid is key. And the only way to do that is to continue to remain patient. I think that's the biggest word of the week. You don't know what the course is going to do as far as, you know, the elements involved. I mean, I know the forecast looks tremendous. Someone actually said it might even get warmer, which is bizarre. So you just got to continue to plod along. I mean, I don't know if there's a perfect formula for it. However, I do know that patience and perseverance are the two ingredients that are required to get to that finish line. So, you know, that's going to be my approach. I don't mean to dumb it down or make it too simple, but I think you kind of have to in some regards. And make putts. I mean, that's, you know, anytime you see someone hoist the Claret jug, it's because they've obviously fought the elements properly, but they putted pretty darn good too.
Okay, you and microphone number one at the back, please.
Zach, you said how much you're enjoying staying with the guys in the house this
yes.
week. What's going on in there that you guys are having so much fun?
Well, I don't know if we've done anything yet. I mean, I've been at the course or in bed, it seems like, but you know, I'm staying with Stuart Sink, who's one of my very good friends and our caddies and our trainers. So just so happens he's had that Claret jug, so but we're having fun. I mean, we've got some reservations here and there, and just enjoying each other's company. I mean, nothing more than that. We're all good friends, so I'm sure we'll start watching coverage on the BBC as the week goes on. And you know, I'm gonna certainly try to watch as much as I can and see how the ball's reacting on certain holes. You know, this afternoon and tomorrow morning.
Okay, John at the front, we'll make this the last question.
Zach, in 2006, they actually got worried that they might lose a couple of the greens because they were turning grey almost. Mm. You know, how close are we now? to being yeah. like that?
I don't know if I'm smart enough to answer that. I mean, I don't know. I don't have an agronomy degree. But what I do know is, yeah, I mean, it's you know, it was fast and dry Monday when I played. And it's, you know, with that west by southwest wind, you know, it's going to be warm conditions and it's going to bake even more. I mean, there was a couple times out there that the sun came out or peaked out, and it, I mean, it felt like it was 85 degrees out there Fahrenheit. I mean, it was baking. You know, my guess is, once again, they're going to have to utilize some water in certain areas. And I don't know if the fairways, I don't know what their intentions are there, if they ever do water them necessarily, but certainly in some pin placements and some high areas on the green, where it can get, you know, very firm and fast. I mean, that's an assumption. Yeah, clearly. Yeah, they're going to have to move it around a little bit. I mean, I don't know if they're set for the week, but, you know, my guess is that they'll use some intellect involved there to make it at least playable so we can finish.
Well, listen, Zach, thank you very much. Well played. It was a great round today.
My pleasure. Thank you.